On September 1st, 1939, I was exactly 10 years old. The Nazis invaded Poland, and within a few weeks we felt it. We were short in food. The Polish hoodlums helped out the Germans. Who is a Jew and who is not a Jew? And they grabbed the Jews. They had to clean the streets. I remember the rabbis on the street, they were lined up and they cut their beards and they made a whole show out of it. And it affected me terribly. I was so scared. I remember we had a rabbi who lived in our street. We had like a courtyard. And he had a shul there, a small shtibble, and he had a gabbai. The rabbi had a gabbai. And I remember seeing him after a few weeks when the war started. And he was already swollen from hunger. And I started to scream because I thought that dead man was before me. He looked so terrible. It was, from day to day, it was worse. Lack of food. And the Germans were just, we stood in line for bread, I remember. And the Polish hoodlums, this is a Jew. Get out of line, go on the back. And by the time our time came on the line to get the loaf of bread, there was no more, nothing left. They were helping out the Germans. I'm not saying the Polish people, a lot of them saved people. They saved my nephew, who was a wonderful guy now. He's 75 years old now. He's Orthodox. I had 12 children, and he's a doctor. A wonderful human being, and a Polish woman saved him. I'm not saying that all Polish people, like all over, the Polish people, there's good and bad in all of us. This existed from September till March. March of 1940, they started to build a ghetto for us. We were evacuated to a very bad place in the city of Lodz. It was an old neighborhood. We had no hygiene there. We had water we had no water. We had no bathrooms, of course. Everything was outdoor. We had to fetch the water from the, what would you call it? We had to bring the water in a basket, what do you call it? Oh my God. We had to fetch the water from outside. 5-6 people were given one room. The one room consisted of a coal oven. We didn't have coal. And I remember the winter. This was this following winter, because we started the ghetto in March and April, so it got already toward the spring. But the following year, I remember distinctly that in the ghetto, people were breaking up those little furnitures that they had to warm up the house. It was so cold. We had no coal. The ghetto started, and in between all of this happening, we always had selections. They were sending out young people to other places to work. We never heard from those people, and nobody survived. So they started right away. They started with either killing them, or I don't think the gas chambers were there in the 40s or 41. But they were preparing for it. But those people who were taken to different camps from the Lodz ghetto, we never saw them again. Of course, we never heard of them because we had no mail, we had nothing. We were closed up from the whole world. The ghetto was a horror. If I cannot find the right words to describe how we suffered in that ghetto. The hunger, the starvation, the lack of medicine, the lack of people was horrible. It was so bad. We stayed in our own apartment. We didn't have to go to the ghetto. They closed the wall of the ghetto like a block away from our apartment. So we were lucky we stayed in our own place. what did we have? We lived in one big room and a tiny kitchen, and four people lived in it. We all slept in the same room. And I don't know, we didn't need anything else. We were happy this way. And in order for us to get a certain amount of food, we had to go to work. We had to be productive. And going to work, this gave us a ration card. And the ration card was like every week or every 2 weeks, we had some bread, we got some potatoes. In the winter, we got frozen potatoes, and believe me, we ate it too, because we were starving, always starving. And I remember some corn oil, some brown sugar, very little, but this was our ration. My little brother had no ration card because we always were hiding him. When the selections came and they took away the children, we were always hiding him. My father had to bribe the policeman not to go into our apartment, and my little brother was hiding under the bed or in a closet. And I started to work. I was 10, 11 years old, I was working already. What did I do? What could an 11-year-old kid do? I wasn't even 11, but going on 11. In the ghetto, yes, when they closed the ghetto, in March and April. When school started in September, I went into my fifth grade, and we had a few weeks, I remember, maybe a few months. And we had classes, and then they closed the school. No schooling for Jewish children in the ghetto. Do you know how important education is for us Jewish people? I remember my teacher from the school volunteered. She says, a few girls, who wants to learn Yiddish and Hebrew? You'll come to my house. We locked the door so nobody will see us because it was forbidden to do it. And you come for lessons to my house, and I teach you Hebrew. And this is where I learned my Yiddish alphabet and the Hebrew alphabet. And closed doors in the ghetto. With starvation and with all those horrible things that we lived through, but education was always very important to us people, no matter where we were. So this was, and of course I started to work. What could I do after this, the school closed? What could I do?